From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he hopes the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea will go beyond the Olympics and promise the United States will take part at the appropriate time.
If we can come up with a very peaceful and very good solution, we're working on it with Rex, we're working on it with a lot of people. If something can happen and something can come out of those talks, that would be a great thing for all of humanity. That would be a great thing for the world.
Mr. Trump gave an unusual news conference. It happened Saturday from Camp David, the presidential retreat, where he is meeting with Republican lawmakers. North Korea on Friday accepted South Korea's offer of high-level talks on the upcoming Olympic Games to take place Tuesday at the truce village of Panmunjom in the heavily fortified demilitarized zone dividing the two Koreas. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the shutdown of all air and sea links to the islands of Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao for 3 days. Maduro says the three nations have been running black markets by taking gold, diamonds, copper, and food products from Venezuela and selling them illegally. This is not the first time Maduro has closed borders during times when the nation is under duress. He shut down the border with Colombia in 2015 and again in 2016, alleging Colombian mobsters were hoarding Venezuelan currency. Ex-Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili is vowing to fight the Georgian government if Ukrainian officials move to extradite him to Georgia in light of his conviction by a Tbilisi court. He was found guilty of abusing his pardon powers. This is VOA News. President Trump appears to be ratcheting up pressure on Pakistan, suggesting he would be in favor of cutting all aid to Islamabad. The Trump administration announced its decision to suspend the aid, saying it would remain frozen until Pakistan takes decisive action against the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network. Pakistan's military dismissed the U.S. action, they say would only serve to undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. Iran's parliament is set to hold a special session, as possibly as soon as today, to discuss the anti-government protests which are continuing, just after Iran's foreign minister said the U.N. meeting was a blunder by the Trump administration. The U.S. put Iran on notice at a Security Council gathering about the Iran protest, where more than 20 people have been killed and scores arrested. VOA's Margaret Bashir reporting now from the U.N. in New York.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley surprised council members this week by calling for the public session. Haley said the week-old protests that have rapidly spread to nearly 80 cities and towns across Iran are evidence of the people's long festering frustration.
The Iranian people understand the nature of their regime. They understand that their lack of voice in their government has allowed the regime to ignore them. And it has allowed the regime to spread conflict and instability far and wide.
Demonstrators are angry about the economic situation and the government's use of resources in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen instead of at home. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Residents of Carrum Downs in the southern outskirts of Melbourne, Australia, were evacuated from their homes as a bushfire edged closer. These residents of Carrum Downs.
Everyone's just worried. Yeah. As long as everyone's safe and got out, I guess. That's the main thing.
It's just get the dog, get the cat, get the kids, get out.
Firefighters battled extreme heat and high winds. A number of outbuildings and at least one home set afire as flames spread from nearby bushland. Two water bombing helicopters were brought in to help contain the blaze. About 50 fires have been reported around the region. President Trump has reiterated he will not support legislation that protects hundreds of thousands of immigrants from deportation from the U.S. unless it includes funding of a border wall and eliminates the visa lottery program and the extended family-based immigration process. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.